بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد So inshallah ta'ala, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His tawfiq, seeking His guidance and hope, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us for that which we are about to embark upon as it relates to studying the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah, in this amazing compilation from al-imam that is well known, al-Maqdisi rahimahullah ta'ala, in Ulum al-Ahkam. And Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, qala takhala Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنهما على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا مسندته إلى صدري وما عبد الرحمن سواك رطب يستن به فأبدأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بصره فأخذته السواك فقدمته وطيبته ثم دفعته إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فاستن به فما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استن استنانا أحسن منه فما عدا أن فرغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رفع يده أو إصبعه يعني شك راوي ثم قال في رفيق الأعلى ثلاثا ثم قضى عليه. In this hadith of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she said that Abd Rahman ibn Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhuma entered upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said he entered upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while I was supporting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on my chest. Abd Rahman had a fresh siwak then, and he was cleaning his teeth with it. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at it. So I took the siwak, cut it, chewed it with my teeth, shook it, and made it soft and moist. And then gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who cleaned his teeth with it. And then she continues and she says, radiallahu ta'ala anha, I had never seen Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clean his teeth in a better way than that moment, yani at that point. After finishing the brushing of his teeth, he lifted his hand or his finger. The narrator had doubt whether it was his finger or his hand, and said three times, O Allah, let me be with the highest companions. O Allah, let me be with the highest companions. O Allah, let me be with the highest companions. and then he, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, died. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala continued, she said, wa kanat taqul mata bayna haqitay wa dhaqitay wa dhaqiratay mata bayna haqinatay wa dhaqiratay. Where Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she said, he died while he was resting between my chest and chin. He died while he was resting between my chest and chin. And in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a hadith and a qissa from the narration of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, we're going to deal with this in a few different ways. We're going to deal with this narration in a few different ways. The first, we're going to talk about mention the Rawi. And the Rawi in this hadith is Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha. And we previously mentioned her tarjama, yani her biography, radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the mawdu' Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says, which is the second point, the topic of this hadith, yani, or you can say the title for this hadith, is Bayan Hukm al-Siwak, yani kulli waqt wa tasawwuk fi siwak ghayrihi. Wa tasawwuk fi siwak ghayrihi. And that is the clarification of the ruling of using the siwak, of using the siwak at all times, and also using the siwak that somebody else had used. So the title of this hadith is a clarification regarding the ruling of a siwak, yani using a siwak at all times, and using the siwak that somebody else has already used. And in this narration, point number three, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, دخل عبد الرحمن ابن أبي بكر. دخل عبد الرحمن ابن أبي بكر. يعني what is meant here is عبد الرحمن ابن أبي بكر رضي الله تعالى عنهما. He entered inside the house of Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها. And he was the brother of Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها. He was the brother of Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها. And he became Muslim just before the conquest of Mecca, Qubayl al-Fath, he became Muslim just before the conquest of Mecca. And some of the ulama of tariq said that he became Muslim during Fath. They said he became Muslim during the conquest of Mecca. And he was from those who were good in their religion, and known to be from the pious ones also. And he died in Mecca, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he died in Mecca in the year 58. So that's Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one who entered into the house of Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala anha, her brother, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Point number four is some of the terms used in this hadith. Musnidatuhu ila sadri. And where the Prophet Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that she was a support. That she was a support, and as is mentioned by the ulama, is that she was a support for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the time when he was weak, before his death, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that she would raise him a little bit and make him lean on her. She would raise him a little bit, slightly, and make him, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, lean on her. And that shows the fadl of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha at this time. And she mentions that قَدِمْتُهُ أي بِالضَّاد قسمته بالسين. There's two narrations here. The first narration is قدمته بالضاد, and this is basically the action of chewing it with your tongue, like chewing the miswat with your tongue, using your tongue to chew it in order to make it moist. Using your tongue to chew it in order to make it moist. And in another narration, it says قسمته. It says قسمته يعني بصاد. So the first one's with dot, and the second one is with صاد. And the second one, which is بصاد, with صاد, قسمته, as opposed to قدمته, this is indicating or meaning that she broke it. Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that is perhaps that she broke it a little bit with her tongue. She broke it a little bit with her tongue, just at the edge she broke it. And then she would chew it with the tip of her tongue. Like putting a tongue and squeezing it with her tongue in order to make the miswak or just soft and usable for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And طيبته يعني, she means here رضيت عنها, that she made it طيبة, that she made it good, يعني صالحة, good to be used. So she put the miswak in her mouth, رضيت عنها, made it moist, chewed it, as the narration is mentioned, but tip of her tongue, squashed it, made sure it was soft and it wasn't hard and brisk and so forth, in order for it to be tayyib, in order for it to be pure and good for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to use it. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to use it. And in this hadith, it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Fi rafiq al-a'la." I mean, there's been kalam in this statement here, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Oh Allah, let me be with the highest companion." Yani the meaning of this was different, but the correct meaning is that which is meant is the highest individuals, those who are from the highest of stations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عليه من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا وحسن أولئك رفيقا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed His favors, from the prophets, from the siddiqun, from the martyrs and the righteous. And how excellent are companions are these, and how excellent companions are these. So on the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nabi, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, Khair al-Bashar, he is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him be from amongst those who are with the highest peak companions, yani highest station. And this is an amazing dua from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it shows the continuation of the ibad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even at his deathbed. And then Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, al-alama Ibn Uthaymeen, he continues in his explanation, and he gives a general explanation, and he says تخبر أم المؤمنين. She said that Aisha radiallahu anha, she's given us a qissa of her brother Abu Bakr, Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr, and as he entered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the house of Aisha, and she was supporting him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he and Abdurrahman had a miswak in his in his hand, and in Ibn Mulakin rahimahullah ta'ala, and also Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, they mentioned that the narration indicates that the miswak was in the hand of Abdurrahman for quite a while, and for a long time, not a short period. It's there for quite a while, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he liked it. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ نَظَرَ الْمُحِبُّ لَهُ. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at the miswak in Abdurrahman's hand, رضي الله عنه, and he looked at it with the look of one that loves it. And he loved it. From looking at it, it could be told or it could be noticed that he صلى الله عليه وسلم, he liked it. And وَأَطَالَ النَّظَرَ, and he looked at it for a long time. And he looked at it for a long time, meaning that he looked at it for a long time, as it shows also that Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu was using the miswak for a long time. So he looked at it for a long time, and Aisha radiallahu anha arafat annahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuhibbuhu fastaftamtu min nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she understood by this that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked it, and then she took the miswak. She took the miswak, and in the narration, it shows that Ashara bi Ra'sihi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he indicated with his head, like lifting his head a little bit towards the miswak, as a form of ishara or an indication to Aisha radhiyallahu anha that he wanted that miswak that Abdurrahman radhiyallahu anhu had in his hand. So she noticed this, and she took the miswak, and she complied to his to the indication, to the ishara of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that, you know, and Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he indicated and he didn't speak because of the pain of the situation, the pains of death, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he wasn't able to ask verbally for the miswak, but rather he lifted his head and indicated. He lifted his head and indicated. Or Ibn Uthaymeen says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that he was busy with dhikr and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so because of him being in his deathbed. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with azkar and dua and so forth. So he wanted to busy his mouth with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before his death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not say anything else apart from the dhikr of Allah, as he could die at any point. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was continually making dhikr with his mouth and lifted his head to indicate that he wanted the miswak, and as opposed to stopping his dhikr. This is the possibilities, or these are the possibilities that Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned. So Aisha radhiyallahu anha took the miswak from Abdurrahman. She took the miswak from Abdurrahman, she put the miswak in her mouth, she softened it, chewed it, made it moist, made sure it wasn't brisk and so forth, and then gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cleaned or brushed his mouth thoroughly, as is indicated in the hadith, that it was from the best usage of miswak that Aisha radhiyallahu anha had seen from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that indicating that he used it extremely thoroughly and efficiently, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking for this miswak and using this miswak and cleaning his mouth so thoroughly before his death, is an indication that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to meet, yani liyulaki rabbahu subhanahu wa ta'ala ala akmil hal, that he wanted to meet his Lord in the most perfect state, min al-tahara wa nadafa, in the most perfect state of purification and cleanliness. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wafar, and he cleaned his mouth thoroughly sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he made in another narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he raised his finger, and in a narration he raised his finger or raised his hand as the rawi, the narrator, had doubt, and he raised it to the heavens, and he said, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him be from those amongst the best of companions in Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died. And then he died. Then Ibn Taymin, rahimahu ta'ala, he said, وَكَانَتْ عَيْشَةَ تَتَحَدَّثْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَنَّمْ عَلَيْهَا فَمَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي يَوْمِهَا الَّذِي كَانَ لَهَا وَفِي بَيْتِهَا وَبَيْنَهَا قِنَتَيْهَا وَذَاقِنَتَيْهَا فِي هِجْرِهَا. She mentioned, and Ibn Taymin, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned that Aisha ta'ala recognized that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died on her day, as opposed to the day of the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He died on her day, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died in her house, and he died in her house, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died in her house. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she mentioned in a narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined and mixed her saliva with the saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his death. And this is a virtue of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Radiyallahu ta'ala anha wa sallallahu wasallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. The benefits of this hadith. From the benefits of this hadith, Ya Ahibba, is Muhabbat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li-siwak. The first benefit of this hadith is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for using the siwak. And he loved to use the miswak a lot. He loved it a lot, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second benefit is mashru'iyyatu as-siwak fi kulli waqt, is the legislation of using a siwak at every time. The legislation of using siwak at every time. لِأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَقَرَّ عَبْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنْ أَبِي بَكَرْ عَلَيْهِ. And that is that it shows the legislation of using the miswak for every time or in all times. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged this with the action of Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr. Why? Because he came to visit somebody that was ill. Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr, radiallahu anhu, he came to visit somebody that was ill, and that was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was using the miswak at that time, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he acknowledged that action. And as we know, that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the narration ma yura an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min qawlihi wa fi'lihi wa taqriratihi. And we know that from the agreed definition of the definition of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the people of hadith, is that which is narrated to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his statements and his actions and from his acknowledgments. And in this narration, the acknowledgement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the action of Abdurrahman is evident in using the miswak in every time, even when visiting somebody that's ill. And also it shows here the mashru'iyyah to as-siwak fi kulli waqt. Also here it shows the legislation of using the miswak in every time, in that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the miswak before his death. Used the miswak before his death. أَعْبُدُ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord up until you see or death comes to you, up until death comes to you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an example of this by using the miswak as a form of ta'abbud, as a form of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, up until his death sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third benefit from this hadith is the jawaz tawassul bi siwak ghayri. It's the permissibility of using the siwak from somebody else. It's the permissibility in using the siwak of somebody else. And Ibn al-Faymin, rahmatullahi alayh, he mentions a condition for this. He said, "Bishati an la yuksha fi dalika darar." Yani, if with the condition that by using somebody else's miswak, you don't fear harm to come by it, meaning through disease or through an illness or what have you that can be transported via saliva and so forth. And if you don't have fear for this, then it is legislated and permissible for you to use somebody else's siwak. And this is taken again from this narration in the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the miswak that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala had used, and also the miswak that was used by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and also Aisha to put it in her mouth as well. So it shows that it's permissible to use the siwak that has been used or put into the mouth of somebody else. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says بِشَرْطْ أَنْ لَا يُخْشَى فِي ذَلِكَ الدَّرَّ. And that condition is that one does not fear any harm from doing so. And that's a condition. And this is from the usul and principles of our deen. This is from the usul and principles of our deen. The fourth benefit is al-amal bil-ishara idha kanat mafhuma. And the fourth benefit that's taken from this hadith is to act upon something that's or some type of communication via indication. To act upon communication via indication if it is actually understood what was intended. And that is, you can act upon an indication, which is via communication, if that indication is understood. If that indication is understood, and this was understood by Aisha, the indication that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, this was understood by Aisha radhiyallahu anha, and she acted upon it immediately. So this shows its permissibility. And the fifth benefit that's mentioned in this hadith is the quwwat qalb an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the strength of the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a state of death. He was dying sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and yet he was doing using the miswak, the sawak. He was using the miswak, and he also sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making du'a, and this was during his death. And he doing this death, and which has sakarat, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is painful, and his death was painful. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued making du'a to Allah subhanahu wa taala at his death, and following that which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us of the importance of using the miswak, and he used the miswak up until his death. And this is an indicator to show the importance of using miswak, and also it shows, as we mentioned previously in this point, the strength of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that even though during at this time when he was dying sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would do his ibadah by using the miswak and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth benefit that's taken from this hadith is isbat uluwillahi ta'ala azza wa jal fi samaa. And that is the proof that shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the heavens. And this is the ulu. This is the ulu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this proof is taken from the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he pointed when he made his dua, he pointed and he said, "Rafiq al-A'la," he said, "Oh Allah, make me be from those who are amongst the best of companions. The best of companions that receive virtues and your favors. And the Prophet made this dua by indicating with his finger or his hand, as is mentioned in the narration above. And this here shows the ulu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above. And this is a refutation against a lot of the deviant groups from the Sufi and the Ash'ariyah and so forth that claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and the Jahmiyyah umuman that claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not above. So, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The seventh benefit that's taken from this hadith is Fadilat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It's the virtue of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and it shows, if you look at the hadith, it shows how humble she was and how she looked after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up until his death. And this is the virtue of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, in that she lived with the Prophet in a good way, and she was obedient to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she looked after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his death, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he died in her house, and he died sallallahu alaihi wasallam in her house, and this shows the virtue of Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, and a point that comes to mind when thinking about the virtue of Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha is an issue which many sisters have a problem with as it relates to polygamy, and that is that they claim, or some sisters claim, may Allah guide them and correct them, they claim that if a Muslim man he marries another woman, it shows that he doesn't care for her. It shows that he doesn't care for her. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he married Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, he married Sauda in the same year. He married Sauda radhiyallahu ta'ala anha in the same year. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed his care and his love for Aisha and her, as he wanted to die in her house, and his love for Aisha and her didn't decrease. So this is a refutation against those who claim that if ta'addud of polygamy is practiced, it shows that one does not care for the first wife or the second wife or so forth. And this isn't the case, as the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clear in this regard. So these are the benefits that is taken from this hadith for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she stated that her brother Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma came into her house, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leaning on her chest, and she was supporting him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had a miswak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw the miswak, gave an indication that he would want to have that miswak, and Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha took the miswak and looked after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and cared for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and made the miswak soft, moist, without not being brisk, so it can be easy for the Prophet ﷺ to use. And he ﷺ used it, cleaned his mouth, brushed his mouth thoroughly, even though he was in a state of death. And his indication, instead of claim stating that he wanted the miswak, as some of the ulama have mentioned, is because he was making dua to the Prophet, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after cleaning his mouth in a way that Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala said is the best that she's seen him do, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be amongst the people, have been amongst the companions of those who've been receiving the best virtue and so forth. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that point he died. And this is an amazing hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-qawl al-fi'liya wa taqiriya. It's an excellent hadith showing the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also showing his acknowledgement. And from this shows the fiqh of Abdul Ghani al-Maqdisi rahimahullah ta'ala, in that he placed this hadith in his Umdat Ahkan, and before him Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahullah alayhima, they placed this in their Sahih to indicate and show the importance of using siwak at all times. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Forgive me, إخوان, inshallah ta'ala, we do only one hadith, and after that, next week, inshallah, we'll finish the hadith or the chapter of this using siwak. We do the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu next week, inshallah, which is the last hadith in this chapter. And then after that, we deal with Bab al-Mash' al-Khafain, and that's wiping over the socks. We'll do that next week, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.